Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast. At the leading of the Lord, primarily, and in view of some recent attacks of the enemy against the body of Christ, which I've heard about, we are rerunning our older radio broadcast on the power and application of the blood of Jesus. My radio broadcast, our CDs, DVDs, and my book, The Blood and the Glory, were the result of the Lord speaking to me and giving me revelation on the power in His blood and how to walk in the protection of the blood of Jesus. Please listen.
And I've gained so much from this man. His name is A.E. Mitchell. And I'm sure that his books are not in print now. But he said, concerning the subject of the blood, let us never forget that the subject of the blood lies near to the heart of God, for it has to do with the death of His Son. So we want to approach this subject with honor. Brother Hagin has a book out, a new book called The Triumphant Church. I'm going to bring it one night and read you a page out of it. But he said the old-timers knew something about the blood that we didn't know. We don't know. So I went way back and I got these books and things, and in every book I would find this phrase, honor the blood. Honor the blood. So we're going to honor the blood this week. And we're going to trust God for what He wants to give us. I'm going to speak to you this morning on the blood and the glory. And I'm going to start with something I learned from this man in those little books. I learned it years ago. Even though I forgot about these little books, I pulled them out and I remembered. I always talk about this subject. I began to learn about circles from this man. He has a statement in this book, all Bible doctrine is built and runs its course in circular form. And he speaks of the power of circles. Now, since then, I have been among the Jews a lot. I go to Israel at least twice a year. And we're with the Jews, very close to the Jews. We're getting ready to go back, and this time they're about to make a pact with the devil over there. So we're going back as quick as we can get there. We invite you to come and go with us. We're leaving October 12th, I think it is. 13th something. But the Jews, they always speak of completing the circle. And when you'll do something like you'll start and we go up and visit somebody on the Golan Heights and then we come back and visit them again, they say you completed the circle. And if they have a lesson, they begin with a song, they'll end with the same song. They'll say, let's close the circle. And they understand about the completion of God. Satan, in Satanism, he understands about the strength of the circle and he tries to imitate it. When Paul was raised from the dead, if you'll check the original Greek, it says that they made a circle around him and prayed. But let's look at some scriptures here just to show you this. John 8:23, we'll begin with this. You see, Jesus operated so well in this earth, and we are to operate like Him because He knew where He came from. Hallelujah. John 8 and verse 23. And Jesus said unto them, you are from beneath. I am from above. You are of this world. I am not of this world. Now, folks, we're going to be thinking like that before we leave. Philippians 3:20 says, we are not citizens of this earth. It says, our citizenship is in heaven. The Bible says when you were born again, you were born from above. Jerusalem, which is above, is your mother. When you are born again, according to Philippians 3:20, you become a citizen of heaven. I say this like this. I say, I am an alien from outer space. I am a creature from another planet. I'm not a mere man. Paul said, you know what's wrong with you in Corinthians? He said, you're operating like mere unchanged men. When you were born again, the life and nature of God came in you. And you are now an ambassador from heaven to earth. Your ambassadorship is here in Fort Worth or wherever, but you are from heaven. Jesus operated always as He operated, and we're told to operate like Him. He always operated as though He were from above. I do what my Father shows me. I say what I hear my Father say, And we're going to operate from above before we leave here. Hallelujah. We're going to change from glory to glory. Now turn to John 16, and you'll see the circle. John 16 and verse 27. For the Father himself, this is Jesus speaking, for the Father himself loveth you because you have loved me and have believed that I came out from God. Jesus came out from God. I came forth from the Father. Starts up here. All precious divine things in the Bible start here in heaven. I came forth from the Father, verse 28. I am come into the world. Again, I leave the world and I go to the Father. Do you see the circle? I came forth from the Father. I came into the world. Now I'm just completing the circle, he was saying to those Jews, which understood about circles. I'm going now back to the Father. Verse 29, his disciples said unto him, lo, now speakest thou plainly. Now we understand. And you speak no proverb. There's something very, very plain about these things that begin with God. They come down into the world and they return back to God and his glory. Bless the Lord. Now let's turn to John 1:18. We won't turn to, but Jesus said there, I came out from the bosom of the Father. He came out from the bosom of the Father. He came into the word earth to do the will of the Father and to gather fruit. And then he takes that fruit back, which is us, takes that fruit back up to the Father and gives the Father great glory. The end of the gospel is Godward. There's the gospel to usward and the gospel to Godward. Jesus did marvelous things for us in the gospel usward, but the greatest thing he did is the gospel Godward, what he's bringing back to the glory of God. Hallelujah. You can see the circle in Isaiah 55. And when God takes you, even your flesh, we talk about the flesh, we say the flesh, like it's something ugly. Honey, even your flesh is going to be glory. That's the completion. That's the perfection. Just men made perfect. Just men completed. Glorified. Even your hair is going to be glorified. You'll never have to go to the beauty shop. And if you lost it, you get it back. I know you do because the Bible says not a hair of your head shall perish, Jesus said. And James was sitting there when he said it, and James lost his whole head just in a few years. But I'm telling you, you're getting your hair back glorified. They're all counted, and you get them back changed into glory. I used to go like this all the time. And then I saw people who speak with their hands, and that's their word for glory. Isn't that good the way they did it? You are headed to perfection. You are headed. He that began a work in you will complete it. Your circle will be made full. You'll be back in the face of God glorified. Isaiah 55. Oh, I'm so happy. Isaiah 55. You know this one, verse 8. Thank you, Jesus. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. So now he's going to teach them about it, and he gives them these examples. For as the rain comes down, see, the rain starts up here, and it comes down, and the snow from heaven, and it returns not thither, you know, in the process of evaporation, except, that word but really would be better translated except, except it waters the earth and brings it forth and buds, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. He said, I sent down rain for you to see in the natural, but it doesn't even come down and return in its path of evaporation, except that when it was here, it brought forth its purpose. It brought forth food and fruit and bud. And he said, in exactly that same way, that circle, in exactly that same way, he said, verse 11, so shall my word be that goes out of my mouth. God's word, it comes from heaven. So shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. Woo! God's word concerning the Messiah, concerning the blood, concerning the Savior, was sent forth from heaven. It came into the earth through all the prophets of the Old Testament. And then Jesus came forth from heaven, brought forth the fruit, and we're all going back to God complete and give Him glory. You see the circle? You see it again in Romans 11. Hallelujah. These three chapters really have been on the Jews. He's speaking about them and us too. Because this is how the circle works. Hallelujah. God gets His way. Woo-hoo-hoo! God gets His way. I don't care what it looks like in this earth. I don't care what state the government's in. God gets His way. I don't care if they laugh at you for believing the Bible down where you work. You're going to have the last laugh. Romans 11, 36, 4, of Him, coming down from Him, and through Him, and to Him are all things. To whom be what? Glory forever and ever. Of God, through God, and to God, and to His glory. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. This is some of Brother A.E. Mitchell's writings. The gospel Godward is the reason for the gospel usward. As the footsteps of the Messiah come usward, they bring salvation. As they return to God, they bring to the Father utter, eternal pleasure and glory. You're going to give God pleasure for eternity. You might have messed up a few years in your life, but that's not going to amount to anything to the total eternal pleasure He's going to take out of you. Maybe you were saved as if by fire. I knew someone who was. And all their life long, just in the last minute, they accepted Him. But they're going to give God glory forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Now this is something you need to understand. Get this. You know that my desire was to be a third grade teacher or a fifth grade teacher? So you are the fifth grade today. This is a really important point. Get this. The gospel usward is that which we are saved from. What was behind you? The gospel Godward is that which we are saved to. You're saved to something, and its name is glory. Hallelujah.
You've been listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. If you would like to purchase this teaching, call us at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. Or log on at billybrim.org. That's BILLYEBRIM.org. Or write us at P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. That's P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. This is Chip Brim saying shalom, and remember, in all you do in word or deed, do to the glory of God.